Hello.
Hi, this is Victoria returning your phone call for customer service.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me see here. What did I do with this bill? Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, could I get your zip code so I can begin finding your account?
Sure. 19958.
19958. Thank you for that. Let's see if we can get you pulled up.
Yeah, I just had it here.
Let's see if I can get you pulled up. Okay, ma'am, what's the name on the account that I'm looking for?
Maria Green.
Green, is that the standard spelling of Green? G-R-E-E?
G-R-E-E-N, uh-huh.
Okay, let me see if I can find you, Miss Green. Please bear with me.
Sure.
Okay. Miss Green, what's the first name on the account?
Maria.
You probably told me that, Miss Green. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Let me see, Miss Green. Make that a little bit bigger so I can see. Miss Green, do you have the card?
Middle
that,
name.
Okay.
Maria Elio Green.
Let me try that. Because I'm not finding it under. Okay. Let's try that, Miss Green, see if we can find it. Okay. Yes, Miss Green. I can't find it under that name. Do you have the card that was charged? Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay, let me have the last four of that. See if I can pull it up from there.
4445.
4445. Thank you, Miss Green. Let's see if we can find it. I do apologize for.
That's all right.
So let me make sure that I understand what's going on, Miss Green. You found some charges on your card that you're calling to ask about. Is that correct?
Right. Okay. The one for $56.95.
Okay, Miss Green. $56.95. I do apologize. It's trying to find your account.
That's okay.
Now, was it charged today, Miss Green, or when was it charged? Do you remember?
October. It says October on this bill, but it's just showing up on, let's see what statement this is. My December statement.
On your December statement. Okay. Miss Green, I can't. Oh, hold on just a second, Miss Green. It might be a case of you may have to get your bank to call us because I am not seeing an account with that last four with your name. And we got one more thing we're going to look for. We're going to try to see with an email. We might try to bring it up. Let me try this first and see if it shows up.
Okay.
And I hate to say this, sometimes banks do have to call us. Because they have access to, I think I found you. Never mind. Running my mouth. I think I found you.
That's all right.
Ms. Green, could you give me the street address to be sure this is the right account?
31381 Coventry Drive, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Yes, ma'am. I have you. It is populating, and we're going to see what's going on, Ms. Green.
All right.
Now, Ms. Green, you did call us first. You didn't call your bank. Is that correct?
No, I haven't called the bank yet.
Okay. Thank you for giving us a chance to see what's going on before you involve your bank. Thank you so much. And I do apologize that it's taken so long to build this account.
Oh, it's okay.
That's going on. Now, you just found the charge, right? It's from November, but it was on your December statement. Is that correct?
October 8th, it says.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's on my December statement. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's still building, Ms. Green. As soon as it gets up here, we're going to go in here and find out what's going on.
All righty.
And I do apologize for your wait. I know it can be unnerving
to
have to sit on the phone.
Apologize. That's all right.
Good Lord, it's taking forever.
It's tired like the rest of us.
I know, it's Friday, and the holidays are coming up, and we got all the shopping we got to do, and all this food we got to cook. Okay, let's see what we got. It looks like your bank has declined a lot of charges related to this, so let me see what's going on,
okay.
Why you keep getting
it. I just don't know what it's for.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like back in August 31st,
uh-huh.
It looks like you paid $574 for one of our promotions where you, pay the...
okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you see a $71 charge,
yes, ma'am,
under that?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
All of that was supposed to be taken off, and any future charges were not supposed to go through.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like no other charges have gone through, so this... now, we've got October 8th was the last charge that you had from this company for the gadgets.
Right, right.
Yes, ma'am, for $56.95
has to come off.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, let me check something real quick, Ms. Green.
Sure.
Because I may be the bearer of bad news, and I really don't want to be, so let me check something real quick. Let's see. Yeah, the account was canceled. So that's why you didn't get any more charges, but I'm going to be sure. Okay. Yeah, they should have refunded you. Looks like first. Okay, let's go ahead and properly cancel this account to be sure you do not have any more charges. So we'll go ahead and keep that from happening.
Okay.
Let's make sure. Yeah, you had, it looks like you were enrolled in two apps. One of them was a fitness app that renewed at $39.59 each month. And then the other one was for the online gadget store.
Okay.
Now, with that online gadget store, you should have received vouchers. And those vouchers are worth anywhere from $100 to $199.
No, I didn't get any vouchers.
Yes, ma'am. It would have went through your account. So let me see what I could do with these charges. Okay. November was declined. So let's go look and see what we can do. I'm going to try to go ahead and refund the one for October. But I'll be honest with you. If they're 30 days out like that,
well, okay,
it's hard for me to refund it.
Right.
But I'm
no,
going
I
to
understand.
Try. I'm going to try right now, Ms. Green. So if it lets me refund it to you, I can. If not, you may have to have your bank call us.
That's the only one that has to be refunded to me.
Gotcha.
The other ones are on, I think, another card, and they've all been taken care of. I just got off the phone with them.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Ms. Green, I'm running into a problem with trying to refund that October because it is 30 days out. And they, for us customer service agents, they don't let us refund those until your bank calls us. So if you go ahead and tell your bank to go ahead and give us a call. Because they'll have to go through those charges, and it's usually someone who is not a regular customer service agent who has to take care of that for you, because we're not authorized to do anything past 30 days. But I'm going to go ahead and note your account.
Are you saying that I'm being charged monthly for an exercise app?
For a fitness app, yeah, it looks at your, your breathing and your heart and all these other, and it just tracks the data. How much was it? You're not being charged for it anymore. You are actually out of that. And it looks like your bank declined the charge, but it was $39.99.
Okay.
But you weren't charged for it. It looks
like the
$56.95 charge, I did try to refund it, but it didn't let me because it is 30 days out.
Okay.
So,
That's fine, honey. I'll just call the bank and we'll take care of it through the bank.
Yes, ma'am. Because anything that is that far out, a customer service agent, we can't do it. The bank has to call and we have to verify that they have to verify the charge and all this other stuff.
Okay.
So it's a little more involved than just me,
clicking
a button.
I understand. I understand. But thank you anyway. I appreciate it.
Okay. Do you want that? Oh, never mind. You're already canceled out.
Yes.
And just, you know, reach out to your bank and tell them, oh, look, I talked to Victoria, and she told me that she couldn't refund charges that are more than 30 days old. And then we hear from banks all the time. So just tell them to reach out to us, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you, sweetheart. You have a good day.
You too, Ms. Green, and you have a wonderful holiday.
Same to you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.